Whether one swore one of the four types of oaths mentioned in the previous chapter by himself, or whether an oath was administered by others, and he replied, Amen, so be it, even if the person who caused him to swear was a non-Jew or a child, and he answered in the affirmative with Amen, Chayiv, he is liable. Whoever answers Amen after the oath, it is as if he would have pronounced the oath with his own mouth. It's both if he actually says Amen or anything that means the same thing as Amen. For example, if he said, Hein, yes, or I am obligated in this oath, I've accepted upon myself this oath, and anything like this in any language. It's as if he would have swore concerning any matter, whether it's so if he's liable to flogging or a liability to bring a sacrifice. Whether he swore himself or somebody else administered the oath using the explicit name of Hashem, which is either the name Yudkei Vavkei or perhaps all of the seven names that can't be erased. One of the descriptive terms used for Hashem that we praise Hashem with. For example, if he swore the one whose name is the gracious one, the one whose name is the compassionate one, the one whose name is long-suffering, the like. In any language, then it's an absolute oath. The chain, Allah, the arur, harehain shvua. Similarly, if he used expressions, an oath with the expression of Allah or arur, which means kind of curse, harehain shvua, that too is considered an oath. Provided that he mentions the name of Hashem or a descriptive term concerning Hashem. Ketad, how so? Kigon shama ba'ala o arur la Hashem, o lushishmi chanun. May it be cursed, or may it be a Allah upon such and such by Hashem, or by the one whose name is Chanun, Olu Mishishmo Rachum, Mishiyochad of Aploni Vacholo, or by the one whose name is Rachum. So a curse should fall on the person who eats this and this thing, and he eats it. Then he swore falsely. It's the same would be true in any of the other varieties of oaths that we described previously in the last chapter. If he says an oath in Hashem, or in the one whose name is Chanun, that I should not eat, the ochlan he ate. Or if he said Shizu Isha Vuish, if he swore in the name of Hashem that this is a woman and it is a man, that I don't owe you anything, and he does. Shinide Lachaidus, well, you dare, I don't know such and such a testimony, and he does know. In all these cases he's liable. These are the different kinds of oaths that were described in the previous chapter. If he used the expression Allah or Aror, the curse or the oath, and he mentioned no name of God nor any descriptive term, then he is forbidden to do what he swore, but he doesn't get flogged nor does he have to bring a sacrifice. If he transgresses his oath, it has to either have one of the explicit names of Hashem or one of the descriptive terms, as we've explained. Not only the expression shvua, but any other descriptive term that refers to an oath is considered like an oath. For example, if the people in that place didn't speak clearly, they come shvua, shvusa, shkuka. They used to call a shvua, shvusa, or shkuka. Or they were Aramaic speakers, that the term for oath in Aramaic is mamasa. And those who don't speak clearly, they distort the Aramaic, and instead of mamasa, they say moha. Since he used an expression that implies an oath, he is liable, just like somebody would have used the expression of shavua, an oath. Somebody says no, no, two times, like an oath, or yes, yes, and he mentions the name of Hashem or a description of Hashem, that is like an oath. Sein Yamin Shvua Utsmol Shvua. If he says, by the right hand of Hashem, it's an oath. Or by the left, that's considered an oath too. Shnemar, Nish Hashem b'minav zohar uzal. Hashem swears with his right hand and with his mighty arm. Chenamar mifta shelo esa kach v'kach. He uses the expression mifta, which means an expression, that I shall not do such and such. Is Kishem Akina, and he mentions a name or a descriptive term, or a shvua, then it is considered an oath. The advance brings down that this is only as far as an oath goes, but if he said only one time, if he mentioned Hashem's name, even if not, though it's not considered an oath as far as being flogged, but he must keep his word, as mentioned previously, and it's a prohibition not to, as we said before, by an oath without Hashem's name. Zayin Amar Yisrael Hashem, if he said this is a prohibition unto Hashem, or unto the one whose name is Chanun, that I should do such and such, or I shouldn't do such and such. Since he used an expression of an oath, that this thing should be permitted, or that he should do it, or shouldn't do it, then it is like an oath. Have you heard his friend swearing? And he said, I'm like you. Since he neither expressed the oath, nor did his friend administer the oath, he was swearing himself, he's not liable. This is known as holding on to an oath, and that is not liable. That he wouldn't eat this meat. Then he said, and this bread has the status of this meat. He's not liable on the bread. He did not express the term an oath with his mouth, but he just connected it with the previous oath. Now, even though he wouldn't be liable to flogging or a sacrifice, but the oath is valid insofar as that he's forbidden to eat that bread that he connected with the oath. If somebody wanted to make an oath, he decided he wouldn't eat today, he wouldn't drink, or this is forbidden with an oath, but he never expressed it with his mouth, with his lips, then it's permitted. As it says, he pronounces with his lips. And the one who swears is not liable until he expresses the oath verbally with his lips. If he decided to swear, but he mispronounced and he said something else that wasn't in his heart, it's permitted. Kesef, for example, if he intended to swear not to eat by Reuven, when he made the oath, he slipped and he said he wouldn't eat by Shimon. He may eat with Reuven because he never said that he wouldn't, even though he had it in mind. He may eat with Shimon because Shimon was not in his heart. The same with other oaths, he's not liable until his mouth and heart are equal. If one person swore that he wouldn't eat today, and he did eat, and they warned him, and he said, I meant today that I wouldn't go out. And by mistake I said eating, that I never intended with my heart. Then he doesn't get flogged. Until he admits to the presence of witnesses before he eats that he swore with the intention of eating. That was his oath. Or he accepted the warning when they said, watch out. And during the time that he was being warned, he didn't claim that he made a mistake. They said to him, watch out, you're going to be liable if you eat because you're making an oath, and he didn't object. Even though he claims afterward, then Shamalah would not listen to him. If they warned him, and he said, that he says, I never swore or made it out for this thing that you say you warned me against. Or another case where he says after they testified that he swore or made a vow, and then he says, yes, it was so, but I never had that in mind. I said it, but I didn't have it in mind. Or I had a certain condition on this vow. In all of these cases, in Shamalah, we don't listen to him, Veloki, he gets flogged. Gimel, Kiyotibo, a similar case, Shamalah, Ishtachon Nadara, they said to him, your wife made a vow. Vama, Belibi, Ayelavar Law, Bifarti. He said, I had in mind to nullify the vow, and I did. Shamalah, we listen to him. Amalonadara, Vama, Lonadara, if they say to him, she vowed, and he says, oh no, she didn't. Once they testified that this was the case, then he said, "Oh, I intended in my heart to nullify it. Inshallah, we don't listen to him." If he intended in his heart not to eat wheat bread, and he swore but only said bread, then he may not eat wheat bread, because when we say bread, that usually means wheat bread. Wheat bread is just called bread. Someone swore and said, "Shavu shlochal ayom bal daichem ani nishba. I swear not to you today, and according to what you have in mind, I swear." Then he can't say, "I have such and such in my heart," because he made it dependent on what they had in mind. So nishba zel daito el al dasachem, because he didn't swear in his own mind, but on the mind of others. Since his mouth and the hearts of the other people who he swore according to their mind was equal, Chayvi is liable. Because their heart takes the place of his, because that's the condition of his vow. This would be true of other forms of oath as well. Therefore, when the judges administer an oath to someone, they say to him, you are being administered this oath not by what you have in mind, but by what we have in mind. So he can't undo the oath by making some kind of trick and having something else in mind. If someone swore an oath and his heart and mouth were equal in the oath, and after this is forbidden, he immediately changes his mind within Tokedei Dibur, the amount of time it takes to greet your teacher. That's the amount of time that it takes to say greetings or peace unto you, teacher. V'yamar, Ezeshvur, it's not an oath, he said within that amount of time. Anichamti, I regretted it. O chazati vi, I changed my mind. Yoti b'dvar me'elu, shinyam shi'ita mashasa, or similar things which is undoing what he forbade. Ve'ezemuter, so it is permitted. V'nekeshvur, uproots the oath. Shizadom latoa, that's similar to a mistake, since he corrected himself immediately. Yuchas, v'cheinim amro acherim, if others said to him, chazar bach, change your mind, amutaloch, or let it be permitted to you, and the like, to keep him Dibur, and he accepted it within the Tokedei Dibur, the amount of time of the greeting from them. The Amani said, "Hey, yes, O Chazar Tivi, or I changed my mind, and the like." It is permitted. However, if it's after the amount of time that it takes to greet, he can't change his mind anymore. If he swore and he changed his mind only mentally in his heart within the Tokedei Dibur, he cannot do that. That's nothing. And if others said to him, "Chazar bach, change your mind, or mutaloch, should be permitted to you, or machaloch, or should be forgiven to you," and he accepted the words only in his heart, within the amount of time that it takes to greet, this is nothing. He has to express the regret of the oath verbally, just like the oath itself.